This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Talks on a debt limit for deal for the United States continued into Saturday, a holiday weekend in the United States, as lawmakers and the White House try to avoid defaulting on the country's debts. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
House negotiators left the Capitol in the early hours of Saturday without a debt limit deal with the White House. They're expected to return later in the day in hopes of reaching an agreement over the holiday weekend. It appears as though work requirements for federal food aid recipients have emerged as a final sticking point, as President Joe Biden says he thinks a deal is, quote, very close. In the meantime, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the deadline for a potentially catastrophic default has been pushed to June 5th from an earlier estimate of June 1st. I'm Shelley Adler.
Drone attacks targeted oil pipeline installations inside Russia on Saturday, including a station serving the vast Druzhba oil pipeline that sends Western Siberian crude to Europe. This, according to Russian media. Kyiv has not commented on the attacks, and Reuters couldn't verify the reports. Russian forces claim they intercepted two long-range Storm Shadow cruise missiles supplied to Ukraine by Britain, according to Russia's defense ministry on Saturday. The ministry also said it intercepted shorter-range U.S.-built HIMARS launched and HARM missiles and shot down 12 drones in the past 24 hours. Russia's Wagner mercenaries are allegedly regrouping to another three locations after partially withdrawing from Bakhmut, this according to Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council Secretary Oleksiy Danilov in an interview released Saturday. From Washington, this is VOA News.